word whiz. Zoo-hoo. Man, apply your iron will, cause if you wanna be the word whiz, don't bother being slow to show your skill. So if your friends say Scrabble seems like pointless babble, but for you it never is.
No way!
No, sir.
Then you might have what it takes to be the word whiz.
Yay!
I'm so excited to be here with you for the inaugural episode of Word Whiz, where I'm your host, Stuart Olson. And speaking of puzzles, let's get started on the puzzles for tonight. But first, we have to introduce the three competitors competing this week. Everyone, please welcome to the stage, from Studio City, California, Charlie Gray. You might recognize Charlie from their 1997 stint as the Gerber spokesbaby. Tell us, Charlie, what brought you to Word Whiz today?
My car did, Stuart.
What made you want to compete on the show?
Happy to answer that. When I was just a baby, I only had to smile for everyone to see I'd be a star. So in entering adulthood, it's taken me a while to realize things are ruthless as they are. So now I've made it onto Word Whiz at my publicist's request, cause if I'm good enough for Word Whiz, then all my former fans will be impressed. They'll see this baby's thriving, turning 25, and coming back to join the biz. And that's essentially why I'm doing Word Whiz.
Oh, our next contestant from Seattle, Washington, is Marley Newhouse. A high school junior and aspiring influencer. You may know her because of, that she was recently a contestant on PromCom, the reality dating show where 15 high school juniors compete for the heart and corsage of one senior boy. Marley, your ruthless tactics led you to being elected the carry of your season. Do you think your time on PromCom will inform your gameplay on Word Whiz?
I have a feeling it might. My parents always told me I had a special gift, but more for taking names than making friends. So the reason I screamed at Caitlin for disparaging Taylor Swift was to prove to her that high school never ends. And now I've made it onto Word Whiz, where it pays to play it rough, cause there's residuals from Word Whiz. And influence alone is not. And since they won't play fair and want to steal my share, Dad, I know you cheat on Mom. And that should mostly explain why I'm on PromCom.
You mean on Word Whiz?
I mean on Word Whiz.
Okay, very good. And last but probably not least, coming all the way from Laval, France, Leon Noel. Leon is an amateur cruciverbalist and professional bicyclist who placed fourth in the 2004 Tour de France.
It is an honor to participate in this program, Monsieur Olsen. I first discovered my love for crosswords while I was preparing for the tour. Perhaps if I had spent more time training and less time solving puzzles, I would have won the race, but c'est la vie. While I may not have the fastest legs in the world, I am certain that nobody else has a faster mind. And at least the lowest I can place on Word Nerd is third.
Oh, that's a great point, Leon. But just remember, the show's called Word Whiz.
But of course. Why did I think I should be someone who looks so much like me? Everyone sees I'm disguised. It's ill-conceived and ill-advised, cause Rich is a hell of a match. But didn't he notice the stench? The crowd will all laugh at the tiniest gap, so then why did I have to be friends?
So now you've made it onto Word Whiz.
You'll go
where it's anybody's
It's Word Whiz.
Word Whiz.
And we'll find out who really stands a chance right after this commercial break.